Listening Library presents Ben Yokoyama and the Cookies of Chaos, Cookie Chronicles, Book 5. This is the author, Matthew Swanson. To Jody, Greg, Brian, and Beth, for setting out to bake a better cake. Chapter 1. Ben Yokoyama was feeling pretty good. It was Friday afternoon, and the whole wide weekend stretched before him. The skies were finally blue and clear after 3 straight days of rain. He walked down the sidewalk, feeling like a foot in a shoe that's just the right size. "Nothing could make this great day any better," thought Ben. "This day is perfect already." But he was wrong about that. Ben was almost home when he saw it, a tempting flash of red beneath a bush. He could have kept going. There was no reason to stop when everything was already just right. But he was curious. Was it possible things could get even better? Ben peered beneath the bush and saw a small red rectangle. His curiosity got longer, like the neck of a giraffe who just spotted a clump of tasty leaves. Ben reached beneath the bush. His fingers found the thing, whatever it was. He pulled it out and had a look. It was a wallet, a smooth red leather wallet. It felt heavy and important and expensive and grand, like the kind of wallet a president might own. Ben had always wanted a wallet. He looked around to see if anyone was watching. No one was. Not that it mattered. The wallet belonged to someone else. The things inside it weren't his. Ben would just open the wallet and see who it belonged to, and then he'd return it without removing even 5 of the dollars inside, or 10, if there happened to be 10. How many dollars are in this wallet? Ben wondered. Maybe $20 or 25 or even 30. The possibility made Ben's toe tips tingle. But he only wondered for a moment because, again, it didn't matter. He'd look inside and find the name and return the wallet without buying even 1 cookie with the $67 inside. Unless... what if there was nothing in the wallet that said who it belonged to? In that case, Ben would have no choice but to keep all $100 for himself. There was only one way to find out. Ben opened the wallet. Inside, there were 5 $10 bills, each one smooth and crisp, as if it had never been used. 50 actual dollars was so much more than 100 imaginary ones. "Whoever owns this wallet is lucky indeed," thought Ben. "I wonder who that lucky person is." Ben searched the wallet for something with a name, something like a driver's license or a credit card or a Honeycutt Zoo membership. But all he found was a ticket stub to a concert at the Honeycutt Chamber Music Society and an Alfredo's Easy Saver card with a barcode instead of a name. He found a well-worn library card with a signature that was too smudged to read. And, tucked into one of the slots, was a heavy brass coin the size of a half dollar. On one side was a star and the words, "Make a Wish." On the other side was a 4-leaf clover and the words, "Find Your Luck." And that was all. It was impossible to know who the wallet belonged to, which meant the wallet was his. Ben wanted to feel more disappointed than he did. He looked around again, but the sidewalk was still empty. Somehow, against all odds, his great day had gotten even better.
"Hello, Ben."
The unexpected voice caught Ben by surprise. His heart plunged down as his body lurched up. The result was uncomfortable. Ben knew who it was without looking. He turned, and there was his neighbor, Mrs. Ezra. standing on her porch with a broom.
Is she about to start sweeping? Ben wondered. Or has she been sweeping the entire time?
The answer was important.
Hello, Mrs. Ezra, said Ben,
craning his neck to see if her porch looked recently swept.
It appears you've found something, she said, with a look that was neither suspicious nor unsuspicious.
Why do I care what Mrs. Ezra thinks? Thought Ben. I haven't done anything wrong. Oh, well, yes, Ben replied,
turning the wallet over in his hands as if it were a living thing that might decide to bite his fingers. Ben hoped Mrs. Ezra would leave it at that.
It looks like a wallet.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Ben's insides felt like a water balloon full of thrashing piranhas.
Is it yours?
Ben wished Mrs. Ezra would either smile or scowl so he'd know what she was thinking. But her face held no opinion. He thought hard about how to answer.
Technically, the wallet was now his, but it didn't quite feel like his yet.
Ben figured he and the wallet just needed more time to get to know each other.
I found it, Ben explained, but there's nothing with a name inside.
How unusual.
I thought so too, said Ben. It would be very difficult to figure out who it belongs to.
But perhaps not impossible?
Ben thought about that. It was possible to cuddle a grizzly bear, but that didn't mean it was a good idea. It was possible to lick a jellyfish, but he really didn't want to.
Probably not completely impossible, Ben admitted,
mostly because he thought it was what she wanted to hear.
I'm sure you'll do the right thing, said Mrs. Ezra.
But she said it like she wasn't sure, and Ben wanted her to be certain. He wondered what the right thing was. The answer should have been obvious, but somehow it wasn't. Mrs. Ezra went back to sweeping her porch, and Ben took a deep breath. The wallet felt so happy in his hands. They were becoming better friends already.
Hi, Ben, said someone else.
This time, Ben's heart went left and his body went right. The result was no more pleasant than before. Ben turned and was happy and sad and excited and worried all at once. It was the person he loved most, but least wanted to see at that moment. It was his best friend, Janet. Chapter 2.
What are you doing here? Ben asked.
Janet lived on the other side of the block, which was where he expected her to be.
I was coming to see you, and here you are, said Janet,
who seemed somewhat disappointed by Ben's lack of enthusiasm.
Aren't you glad it stopped raining?
Yeah, said Ben, trying to slide the wallet into his pocket before Janet could see it.
Oh, she said with happy eyes. Did you finally get a wallet? Yes.
It was technically true. Ben hoped Janet would leave it at that.
That's exciting. When did you get it?
Ben's face felt hot, like he was peering into an open oven. He glanced over at Mrs. Ezra, who was looking at him like a hungry owl eyeing a mouse. Ben didn't know whether she was close enough to hear his conversation with Janet, but it was certainly possible.
Recently, extremely recently,
he said, as quietly as he could, without it seeming weird.
Why are you whispering?
Janet whispered, with the face she often made when Ben was trying to eat more than his fair share of a cookie they were splitting.
There's something you're not saying.
Ben glanced at Mrs. Ezra again. Her eyes were still drilling holes in his heart.
I found the wallet, just now, under this bush.
Ben pointed, as if the bush were to blame for whatever he'd done wrong.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?